Hi, this is a dictation for Michelle May, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-M-A-Y. Michelle May, date of birth is 2/21/1971, date of service 1/26/2023. The patient Michelle May presents with ongoing pains in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both knees and both ankle and feet, and right shoulder. She reported that earlier in 1999 she was involved in a car accident. The case was closed, but it left ongoing issues, including headaches off and on with loss of memory. The patient is being tried on a conservative treatment. She has undergone two procedures, which are lumbar epidural steroid injection. One was on 11/4 and second was 12/22/2022. The patient has reported that her pain is 70% improved at this time, and she feels better. Although she still has a lot of pain in the right shoulder and both knees and both ankles. The pain level is around 8 on a muster time, and the areas that are affected are 9 most of the time. However, there is no radiation of pain is reported by the patient to the arm or the leg. Chest pain is also completely gone better. The numbness and tingling of the both hands is also much less often. Patient reports that work is affected 9, while general activity, mood and walking ability, sleep are affected 8, relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 7. In the system review, patient has mild headaches that are associated with fatigue, anxiety, chronic fatigue. No symptom of TBI are discussed disclosed. No dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, no hearing problem, ear problem, or any balance problem. No memory issues and no confusion or disorientation. None of them. No lack of focus or lack of concentration. Regarding the pain, patient does report the stiffness of the shoulder on the right neck and lower back, along with pain in the neck and mid-back, upper back and lower back, and right shoulder. Pain in both knees, both ankle is also reported. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is a constipation. However, there is no nausea or vomiting or diarrhea or digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool or trouble saline. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. There is incontinence of the urine, but no frequency or painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has improved 70% due to the injections, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, and substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication as well. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 138/101, pulse is 67, pulse of 99. The rest of the exam will come from the previous visit of 12/6/2022. Looks like that she missed one visit in the between. And the physical examination dictation is 1208-063. Kindly use that for making the forward, copy and paste, except there is no costochondritis or pain in the chest. Chest findings are completely normal now. Only the spine, musculoskeleton, and musculature findings are same. The extremities examination, knee, the right shoulder, and ankle are same. Diagnosis is the same. The plan is to continue following medication, which is ibuprofen 600 mg every 12 hours, 60 tablets, Elavil 25 milligram HS for 30 days. Flexeril 10 milligram every 8 hours. Lidocaine patches 5% one daily. Tylenol codeine number 4 one daily. PRN 60 tablets and water and gel 3% 200 QD is provided with one refill. The maps have been checked, the labs were checked, and the patient is found to be completely compliant. A discussion of medical marijuana is also carried out. Patient is advised that she has options for chronic pain management. A rollator walker was ordered for her, so she has a history of falling. She has been given a lumbar pillow. She is also seeing a chiropractor right now, Dr. Sagala. And with all this, there is an improvement. She's been advised that she can be provided injections to the knees if they are hurting her a lot. All the MRIs were discussed with the patient and she is comfortable.